This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who is aboard the International Space Station.
तबीयत ठीक है
जी प्रधानमंत्री जी बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आपकी विशेष का और 140 करोड़ मेरे देशवासियों के विशेष का मैं यहाँ बिल्कुल ठीक हूँ सुरक्षित हूँ आप सबके आशीर्वाद और प्यार की वजह से बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है बहुत नया एक्सपीरियंस है ये और कहीं ना कहीं बहुत सारी चीजें ऐसी हो रही हैं जो दर्शाती हैं कि मैं और मेरे जैसे बहुत सारे लोग हमारे देश में और हमारा भारत किस दिशा में जा रहा है ये जो मेरी यात्रा है ये पृथ्वी से ऑर्बिट की 400 किलोमीटर तक की जो छोटी सी यात्रा है ये सिर्फ मेरी नहीं है मुझे लगता है कहीं ना कहीं हमारे देश की भी यात्रा है
On Wednesday, Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla was launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, United States. Captain Shukla is the second Indian astronaut who has traveled to space 4 decades after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma made the cosmic journey as part of a Soviet mission in 1984. The Prime Minister has said India is a country devoted to service and humanity. He said while the world tried to quell violence with violence for thousands of years, India introduced the power of non-violence. Mr. Narendra Modi was speaking after inaugurating the centenary celebrations of Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 123rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said the preamble of any constitution is its soul and it is not changeable. Addressing a book release function in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said a change was effected in the constitution at a time when people were virtually enslaved during the emergency. Mr. Dhankar said addition of words socialist, secular and integrity in the preamble during the emergency signaled betrayal of the mindset of the framers of the constitution. The government has issued model rules for the felling of trees on agricultural land in a bid to promote agroforestry. It also aims of doubling farmers' incomes, increasing tree cover outside forest, mitigating climate change, reduce timber imports, and ensure sustainable land use. It also supports India's climate goals under the Paris Agreement. The Environment Ministry, in a letter sent to all state chief secretaries, said the objective of it is to enhance the ease of doing business in agroforestry and incentivize farmers to integrate trees into their farming systems without facing undue procedural hurdles. India has achieved a 78% decline in the under-5 mortality rate, surpassing the global reduction of 61%. As per the United Nations Interagency Group for Child Mortality Estimation 2024 report, the neonatal mortality rate has also declined by 70% as compared to 54% globally. The Union Health Ministry said with continued focus on improving vaccine coverage, India has taken a proactive and inclusive approach to reach underserved populations. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has witnessed a historic surge in social protection coverage. It has now reached to over 94 crore citizens across the nation. In a social media post, Dr. Mandaviya expressed gratitude to Director General of the International Labour Organization, Gilbert Yeungbo, for acknowledging and appreciating India's transformative journey in building a robust and inclusive social security net. Mr. Yeungbo has said that India's social security coverage has increased from nearly 25% in 2019 to 64% in 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.